Okay, today's daf is Pesach and daf Chaf Chet. We're at the top of Chaf Chet. I'm an Aleph. V'cham Omrim Mifarer V'zore. Right. So when it comes to chametz, you crumble it up and throw it into the wind. Ibailahu Hechi Ka'amar. So they asked, how exactly was this formulated? Mifar v'zor al ruach, mifar matil yam. Adil mifar v'zor al ruach, va matil yam be'ine. Right. So is it that you crumble it up and throw it into the wind, or you can crumble it up and throw it into the water, or you crumble up and throw it into the wind, or you can just throw it into the water? Meaning, does the crumbling up go on both things, or just on the first one? Utanan nami gabe avodizara ki hai gavna. A similar question was asked regarding avodah zarah, or a similar statement was made regarding avodah zarah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, shochek v'zore laruach ometi liyam. Right? So when it comes to getting rid of an idol, grind it up and throw it into the wind or throw it into the sea. V'bailu, and they asked, hechi kamar, what exactly does the statement imply? Shochek v'zore laruach v'shochek ometi liyam. Odil ma shochek v'zore laruach v'ometi liyam v'ine. Right? So is it that you crumble up the idol and throw it into the wind, or crumble it up and throw it into the water, or you crumble up and throw it into the wind, or just throw it as it is into the water? Amar Rabba, mistabra avodah zarah diliyam hamelech ka'azla lo bayi shechika. Chameit dilish arnarot ka'azil bayi peirur. It would make sense that when it comes to avodah zarah, which mistama you're throwing it into the Dead Sea, which is going to erode the idol, you don't actually need to throw it out. So if you're throwing it into the Dead Sea, you just throw it out and then it'll, you know, dissolve on its own. When it comes to chametz, then you just throw it into any abadu water that you should break up first. Amar le Rav Yosef, adarabba, ibtcham mistabra. So Rav Yosef says the opposite would seem reasonable. Avodah zarah delo mimisa bayi shechika. Avodah zarah, which isn't just going to dissolve, should be broken up. Chametz demimis lo bayi peiro, but chametz is just going to dissolve in the water that shouldn't need to be broken up. Tanakh avodah zarah, Tanakh avodah zarah Rav Yosef. So there's a braita that taught in accordance with the Rabba Shita, a braita that taught according to Rav Yosef Shita. Tanakh avodah zarah Rabba, Hayam alech b'midbar, mefar v'zorah l'ruach, Hayam alech b'svina, mefar matil yam. Right? That if he was walking in the midbar, in the wilderness, and he wants to get rid of his chametz, he can break it up and throw it into the wind, or break it up and throw it in, or if he's by boat, he can break it up and throw it into the water. So chametz, seemingly, needs to be broken up regardless. Tanakh Kavate the Rav Yosef, a brother that was taught in accordance with the Rav Yosef, Hayam Alech Bamidbar, Shochek Vizore Laruach, Hayam Alech Basvina, Shochek Umatiliyam. Right? And the Braita, which according to the Rav Yosef, says that if he was in a wilderness and wants to get rid of idols, he grinds it up and throws it into the wind. But if he's by boat, he grinds it up and throws it into the water. That implies that Avodah Zarah needs to be ground up before being thrown into the water. Okay, shchika kasha le Rabba, perur kasha le Rav Yosef. Okay, so the shchika that was indicated in one braita is a difficulty for Rabba, who says that avodah zarah would not need to be ground up, but perur is difficult for Rav Yosef, who says that that the chametz should not need to be broken up. Shchika le Rabba lo kasha hale yam hamelach hale shar naharot. So okay, so when the braita requires breaking up by avodah zarah, it's not a difficulty for Rabba's shita. Because one's talking about the Yam HaMelech, where it would not need to be broken up, but one is talking about other bodies of water where it would need to be broken up. Perul Rav Yosef Lokasha, and for that matter, breaking up with the chametz is not a difficult for Rav Yosef. Habachite Habinama, right? So when you have to crumble it up, it's talking about wheat kernels. They're not just going to dissolve easily, but when you don't have to crumble it up, that's talking about proper bread. New Mishnah. Chametz shel nochri she'avar alav ha-pesach. So chametz belonged to a non-Jew and it lasted all Pesach. Mutar b'hana, you can get hana from it after Pesach. V'shel Yisrael asur b'hana. But if it belonged to a Jew during Pesach, a Jew possessed chametz during Pesach, it's asur b'hana even after Pesach. Shneimar lo yireh l'chaseor. Right? As the Torah says, that chametz should not be seen with you, right? You're not allowed to have it, and the product of having it afterward is an isra hana. Mani matnitin lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Shimon lo Rabbi Yosi eglili. Who does our Mishnah accord with? It seems not to follow Rabbi Yehuda shita, nor Rabbi Shimon shita, nor Rabbi Yosi eglili shita. Mahi, okay. Well, what is this machloket that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi eglili, Rabbi Shimon are having? The Tanya, what we learned in the Braita, Chametz ben lifnei zmano ben lachar zmano over alav belav toch zmano over alav bekaret. Diva Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says chametz before its time of iser, meaning erev chametz, erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, at the time where you're not allowed to eat chametz, and after Pesach, with chametz she'avar alav Pesach, there iser lav, meaning it's aser deoraita, but it's not one of the more severe isurim. Chametz on Pesach is in iser karet. You get karet reading it. Right, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So he seems to indicate the iser before and after Pesach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, chametz lifnei zmano ulachar zmano eino over alav belo klum toch mano over alav bekaret ubalav. Right, so Rabbi Shimon says before and after there's no issue, but during its time that's when you would get karet on Pesach. Umishasha asur ba'achila aser ba'ana. Right, and the Braita says and. For as long as it's Asr B'Achila, it's going to be Asr B'Hana. Right? So all these things that we taught about Isr Achila, when it's Asr, is also when it's Asr B'Hana. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would be before and after Asr B'Hana as a lav, and Karet on Pesach, whereas Rabbi Shimon, that would just be during Pesach. Atan Latanakama. Okay, so we can come now to see the Tanakama's statement that Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Ntama Alatzmecha Heich Chametz Aser Bana Kol Shiva. Right? So, end of the Baraita is to say that Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, could you really think that Chametz would be Aser Bana all of Pesach? So you basically have three levels. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Aser Bana before Pesach, and after Pesach, if it was over al Pesach in the Jews' possession, and of course during Pesach is most stringent. Then according to Rabbi Shimon, the only Isser Hana'ah is on Pesach itself, and Rabbi Yosef Glili says there's actually no Isser Hana'ah on Pesach. Uminayin leochel chametz mishesha ulemala shu over belotase. So how do I know that someone who eats chametz from beyond the sixth hour of Erev Pesach is violates a lotase? Shenemar lo tochal alav chametz, because it says you should not. It says about the korban Pesach you can't eat with it chametz, right? And so since you eat the korban Pesach from after the sixth hour and on, we learn that you can't eat chametz from after the sixth hour and on. Tivu Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon v'chi efshar lo marken v'halo kvar nemar lo tochal alav chametz shivat yamim tochlu alav matzot. Imken matam lomar lo tochal alav chametz. Similarly, from that pasuk, from the continuation of the pasuk, the iser chametz only comes in when you eat matzot, not at the time where you slaughter the korban Pesach, which is in the afternoon, but the time you eat the korban Pesach, which is at night. In which case, the lima that Rabbi Yehuda has to restrict chametz at the time that you're slaughtering your korban Pesach would seem the pasuk seems to indicate not so, that you only can't have chametz when you're eating your matzah that night with the korban Pesach. In which case, what is the additional lo tochol alav chametz coming to teach you? B'shash yesh no bekum echol matzah yesh b'bal tochal chametz. At a time where you have to eat matzah, that's where you cannot eat chametz. Meaning only starting at night, but not before. B'shash yesh no bekum echol matzah eno b'bal tochal chametz. And at a time where there's no mitzvah to eat matzah, there's no iser to eat chametz. My taima de Rabbi Yehuda. So what's Rabbi Yehuda's Sivara? Talata Krai Ktive. Rabbi Yehuda says really the three psukim that we have to deal with here. Lo Yachel Chametz, Ve Kol Mechametzet Lo Tochlu, Ve Lo Tochel Alav Chametz. Right? So what do these three psukim do that all talk about not eating Chametz? Chad Lefnei Zmano, V'chad Lachar Zmano, V'chad Tatoch Zmano. One is coming to teach you the Isra that exists on Pesach. One is coming to teach you the Isra that exists before Pesach begins, in that half day before Pesach, where you bring the Korban Pesach. And one is coming to teach you about the Isra that exists after Pesach by Chametz that was owned by a Jew on Pesach. Rabbi Shimon. So, Rabbi Shimon, what does he deal with these three psukim? Chad l'toch zman. Okay. One is for on Pesach itself. Yeah. The whole and the pasuk of v'chol mechmetzet is actually needed for that which we taught in a brayta. Chametz ain li ela shenit chametz me'alav machamat davar acher minayin talmud lomar kol mechmetzet lo tochelu. So the I would seemingly only know from the pasuk that something which had risen on its own is a problem of chametz. But how do I know that something that had risen as a result of a leavening agent that was put with it, how do I know that that also constitutes the iser? Tamalor, because we can extract from the pasuk kol mechametzet lo tochelu, any form of leaven, any leavening you cannot eat. So even if it's not leaven on its own, but rather as a product of something else. So that's what we do with the second pasuk. Lo yachel chametz mibayel lechetanya. Now the third pasuk, we needed to teach the following. The Braita, Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer minayin lepezach mitzrayim she'ein chimutzo noheg ela yom echad. Right, so where do I learn that the Pesach observed in Mitzrayim, the very first Pesach, right, the Exodus, how do I know that the Isser Chametz only existed for one day there? It wasn't actually a 7-day Isser. Tamil Lomar Lo Yachel Chametz V'Samech Le Hayom Atem Yotzim. Right, because that pasuk teaches that says don't eat chametz is juxtaposed to the pasuk of saying today you're going out. So only today, which you're going out, is the day that you can't eat chametz. So I learned from that pasuk that the first ever Pesach there was only an iser chametz by one day. V'Rabbi Yehuda machamat davaracha minale. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda, now that you use these three psukim to learn your shitas of before, during, and after, where do you know Rabbi Shimon's shitas? Where do you know what Rabbi Shimon learns about chametz, which became which only came about as a result of an external leavening agent? How do you know that? So Rabbi Yehuda responds, "Mide apke rachmana b'loshon mechametzet." Right. So since the Torah uses the following interesting term, it calls it the Torah uses machmetzet, and the implication is that it's anything as a result of a leavening agent. It doesn't just call it chametz; it says machmetzet. So anything that has a part of it, something that leavens, right? That's what we learn from that word. Okay, then how do you know, since you already used the third pasuk to teach you about after this man, how do you know that which Rabbi Yosef Glili taught about the one day of Chametz Isser in Pesach Rishon? You could just say, from the fact that you don't need the full pasuk, the Torah just says today, right? And that alone can teach me that one day was the day that it was Asr Chametz. Ibayit Ema Smuchin Lo Darish. Or you could just say, in Achinami, he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yossi's drasha there, and just holds that Chametz was not only an Isser for one day in the first Pesach. Amar Mar Uminayin Le'echol Chametz Mishesho Ulamala. So where do I know, according to Rav Shimon's Shita, that I can eat chametz for beyond 6 hours? Shehu over. Oh, sorry. Minayin leechol chametz misheisho ulamala shehu over below tase. According to Rav Yehuda, how do I know that someone who eats it beyond 6 hours is over on lotase? Shneimar lo tochlu alav chametz. Right, as we said earlier, lo tochlu alav chametz. You can't. Whenever it's fit to bring the Korban Pesach, which is beyond 6 hours, if you can't eat the Korban Pesach with chametz, then that's also where the Isser Chametz starts. Rabbi Shimon responded to him, "V'chi efshar lo marken lo tochal alav chametz shivat yamim tochlu alav matzah." Because as we said earlier, it seems like the Isser of chametz only is introduced when you have a mitzvah to eat matzah. Okay, v'Rabbi Yehuda shapir kamale Rabbi Shimon. So seemingly, what we didn't address, I mean, we just brought in this exact machloket, but we didn't address is Rabbi Yehuda's response to Rabbi Shimon, because isn't Rabbi Shimon making a good point in terms of how he reads this pasuk? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lecha, Ahu Lekovo Chova Afilu Bizman Hazeh Hudeata. No, that mitzvah which teaches you about eating matzah is not to tell you that you're only that the only Isser Chametz exists when you're chayiv in eating matzah. That comes to teach you that the chiyuv in eating matzah is independent of the time of the Korban Pesach. That there's still a chiyuv to eat matzah b'zman hazeh with no Korban Pesach. Rabbi Shimon, l'kovo chov minale. According to Rabbi Shimon, how do we know that it's still a chova to eat matzah nowadays? Nafka le mi be'erev tochlu. So he learns it in the verse of in the evening you should eat matzah, right? Seemingly unnecessary to say that, but that's to say that you always eat matzah. It's an independent mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda mibayle le tameh. So Rabbi Yehuda actually needs that extra word, because if it's an extra word that Rabbi Shimon's allowed to use, then Rabbi Yehuda has to explain what we do with it. Well, he needs it for the following. Tamei shehaya b'derech rechoka. So someone who's tamei, who's already far away, so he can't eat the korban pesach. Salkadai tachamina hoil b'pesach lo yochal matzah mara nami lo neichal. Right? You may assume that, well, since I can't partake in the korban pesach because I'm either tamei or I'm too far away and I can't participate, then should I really even be eating matzah and maror? Because al matzah demaror yichluhu. The korban pesach is supposed to be eating with matzah and maror, but I'm not eating the korban pesach, so maybe I shouldn't eat matzah and maror. Kamash malan. So that be'erev tochlu matzah comes to teach you that no, you always have to eat matzah in the evening, the first evening of pesach, regardless of whether you're eating the korban pesach. V'Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so now Rabbi Shimon has to answer. That's a legitimate din about Tamei and Rechok. So how does he know if he uses Be'er of Tochlu Matzah to say that it's still Noeg today? Tamei v'sha'a b'derech Rechok lo itzrich kra delo gara me'ara. So Rabbi Shimon says, we don't need a pasuk to teach me that din, because he's no worse than someone who's uncircumcised, uben nechar, right? Or someone who doesn't keep halacha, right? Because as it's written, that an uncircumcised Jew should not eat from the korban pesach. Bohu in ochel, right? And we darshan out that pasuk to mean it, the korban pesach he doesn't eat from, aval ochel hub matzah mara, but he should still eat matzah and mara. So the person who's far away, or tameh, is certainly no worse than someone who is uncircumcised. So if the person who is uncircumcised should still eat matzah and maror, then obviously someone who's tamei should still eat matzah and maror. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. I can learn that from the fact that there's already a pasuk about an arel. V'Rabbi Yehuda k'tiv b'hai u'k'tiv b'hai. So Rabbi Yehuda's shita at the end of the day is inachinami. It's written in both places. Even though in theory you may have thought that you could learn, that you could have said, Svara, well, Tamei and Derech Rechoka is no worse than someone who's in Arel or Bein Nechar, in Achinami, the Torah still gave a Pasuk, a limud to teach you that you should, that you still have to eat matzah and maror that night, even if you're not eating Korban Pesach. We'll stop here.